the therapy that was popularized in the early 1980s and has become increasingly dominant as the therapy for sustained VT patients is that of the automatic implantable defibrillator. This therapy was the brainchild of Michelle Murawski and Morty Mower, first employed in 1981 and approved for widespread clinical use in 1985. At that time, the FDA agreed that this device could be used for patients who had sustained an episode of out-of-hospital sudden cardiac death or had experienced an episode of sustained VT and were inducible and not suppressible in the EP laboratory. The procedure at that time was a difficult one in that it involved the use of a left thoracotomy, the placement of two patches on the heart with rate sensing lead as well, and the implantation of a large device in the left upper quadrant of the abdomen. There were many problems with this early device, not the least of which was an operative risk that varied between 2 and 7%, instance of postoperative atrial fibrillation of some 10%, and postoperative ventricular tachycardia of 15%, with an infection rate of anywhere from 2 to 5%. Because of these conditions and the expense associated with implantation of a device, not to mention the hospitalization that approached 7.5 days, there were many clinicians in the States who steered away from or were skeptical of the ICD.